Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say bless, say bless, say bless. Yeah!
Oh.
say late in the midnight hour. God is going to turn it around. I've come to tell you tonight, it's going to work in your favor. Because in every situation, we win. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Glory be to God. It's going to work in your favor. Somebody say in your spirit, turn it around. Glory be to God. Hallelujah tonight. We thank Apostle McNeil for that awesome song. Comes from Fred Hammond. What an awesome, how about seeing, reminder of who we are, what we expect God to do, what we know God is going to do. He's going to turn some things around. Mm-hmm. If you understand, you're blessed. How about you? You're blessed. If you know what blessed is or what a blessing is, then it always has to be material things. We're blessed because we give God the praise. Hallelujah. We're blessed because we trust in the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We're blessed because no weapon formed against us can prosper. Habasiye. We're blessed because we can walk through the valleys, through the deserts, through the wilderness. Come on, somebody. Through anything, the fire, the rain, the flood. Habasiye. For thou is with us. Amen. God bless you tonight. I just want to tell you all, you got to pray for me. I just got to put it out there. The Eagles had a game last night. Now, I know everybody, some people think that we ain't supposed to do nothing entertainment. We ain't supposed to enjoy nothing. But I love the Lord. I love God. I love his people. I love the Spirit of God. And I love the Eagles, and God don't have a problem with it. But I'm just saying that to you all because I kind of was so excited last night. I kind of lost some of my voice, but I left enough for God. Amen. To God be the glory. So I'm just going to relax a little bit, if that's all right. With the MCI listeners, we thank God for you coming on again. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler of Undisputed Truth Ministries. Hallelujah. 1921 Darby Town Road in Henrico, VA. To God be the glory. Write me. Hallelujah. Call for me. You need prayer? How about CA? You need deliverance? Hallelujah. You need to be set free? How about my sender? You need to touch and agree with somebody who know God and believe God? Hallelujah. And connected to God? Hallelujah. Not religion. I'm connected to God. Glory be to God. And I believe God will back. Hallelujah. Whatever he speaks for me to speak. Because he hastens to perform his word. Amen. We want you to join in tomorrow night with my awesome anointed. Going into adventures for the Lord will be here for the word workout. She has a treat for you all. Oh, she has a treat. Don't miss it. You got to be here tomorrow. Praise God. You know, come back, you know, Thursday, Friday, whenever. Check every night. And definitely, definitely, hallelujah. Don't forget Sunday morning worship. Especially if you're not obligated. If God has not tied you and given you a work that you have a post you're responsible for, then you need to tune in. Glory be to God. Amen. Set your alarm clock if you just happen to be out late. Because some of us, you know, Christians, we still stay out late, but to God be the glory. Let me just teach tonight. Hallelujah. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost worshiping with Fred Hammond. He's an awesome dude. To God be the glory. He's a nice dude, man. And that was anointed. Is anybody ready to hear a word tonight? Oh, good God Almighty. You should be in the spirit already. Glory be to God. Just from that song, you should have been worshiping. And glory be to God. Thanking God. But I'm going to get off the song and get into the word. Is that all right tonight? You're going to find me in the book of Hebrews, the book of betters. The book of betters, y'all. Come on. Those that's in school and learning, the book of Hebrews. You hear somebody say the book of betters? They're talking about Hebrews. Better than the angels. Better than the law. Better promises. Better covenant. Better priests. That's why they call it the book of betters. Do some research and see how many times they say better. Gonna bless you. But we're going to go in the book of Hebrews chapter 6. But as often tells us, these are letters. There weren't no chapters. It was for our understanding and for our learning. So I'm going to, I want to get to chapter 6. I just have to start at the end of chapter 5 so that we can draw some foundation. Amen? So I'm in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 6. And he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Mm-hmm.
Thou art a priest. Now we have to look back and see what was the call, the obligation, the gift of a priesthood. A priest was an interceder, almost like now, y'all, how Jesus tore down the middle wall of partition for us. God had one man to come in the holies of holies, to come behind the veil, and he had to offer the sacrifices. But they saying, no, we must know they're talking about Jesus here, y'all. They said Jesus is a priest forever. He's an interceder forever. He go and petition God for the people forever. When he rose, he sat on the right hand of the throne of God, and he sat there to make intercession for you and I forever. That's why he says he's a priest, order of Melchizedek. Who was Melchizedek? Melchizedek was a priest, or stood in the office of a priest before God ever established the priesthood. That's why they say Melchizedek has no beginning or end, because God had not established the priesthood. But when God made a covenant with Abraham, good God Almighty, Abraham knew, glory be to God, God has blessed me so that I must give back to God. And I'm going to pause here and take a left for a second, because a lot of us don't understand, hallelujah, how important it is to give to God. We let our mind kick in. We let our emotions kick in. We let our fear kick in. And we don't want to give to God. But I want to let you know tonight, and I'm not talking for prosperity. When you don't give to God, you are holding back part of your heart. And if you never learn to give your all, your best to God, you'll never have the fullness of what God has for you, because we have a relationship with God from our heart. And the Bible declares where your treasure is,
mm-hmm,
your treasure chest, your money, your bank, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. How about Sierra? So when you don't want to give God your treasures, it's your heart that you're holding back just as much as the money. Oh, somebody need to hear that. Yeah, so I had to go there. I'm going to get back to the teacher. But somebody had to hear that. Abraham said, I must sow. God didn't even have a priest. But Melchizedek threw it in the office of the priest. And Abraham tithed to him. So now watch what they're saying in the verse. He said it also in another place, that thou art peace forever after the order of Melchizedek. What he's saying there, that Jesus has no beginning. He has no end. But he is the priest for us. Oh, come on, somebody's catching this. He's the interceder for us. He tore down the middle wall of partition for us. He conquered the devil and took back the authority of death, hell, and the grave. Those are the keys. He took them back after the order of Melchizedek. You know why? because God established the priesthood. He established one when he gave Moses the law. And that's when he established the priesthood. You had to be a Levite to be in the Levitical priesthood. Follow me. When you get it in your devotional time, just turn over to chapter 7. You'll see verse 11. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood. If perfection came by the Levitical priesthood, when God established a way to connect and be saved. Hear me close. But if it was perfection, or if it could be perfected, watch what it says. For under it, the people received the law. So what further need was there for another priest? When God established a priesthood, gave them a law, said, if you, I'll be your God, you'll be my son. Good God Almighty. So what need was there for another priesthood? Because man cannot perfect the law. Man cannot walk the law. Paul picked it up in Romans 7. He said, the good that I would do, evil is present. And it's warring against my mind. Y'all don't hear me. My mind had taken me into captivity. So what he's saying is, glory be to God, there was still a need, hallelujah, for a priest that would set us free. How about CA? A priest, glory to God, that will give us power. A priest that will stand in the gap, hallelujah, where we err in God. Good God Almighty. He said, what? Why? Why would it be need for another priest? Watch what he's saying. Now, this is over in 7. Don't forget, y'all. This is 7 and 11. The perfection came by the Levitical priesthood. For under it, people received the law. Watch this. What further need was there for another priest? Watch. Should rise after the order of Melchizedek. Who was before that? So if you, after the order means the line, the lineage of Melchizedek, but not be called after the order of Aaron. See, I got just got to do this. I don't know. I thought I was going to go down in chapter 6. I don't believe we're going that far tonight. Because this is in my spirit. Somebody needs this. You can't perfect it. No one could perfect it. That's why he sent his son. It's not about you perfecting it. It's about you believing it. Good God Almighty. Some people trying harder to perfect the word. Hallelujah. Then just believe the word. Just believe the word. If you believe the word and read the word, you'll find that God may not be what's on your mind. His character, his personality, his your kind of glory, his presence, his love, his mercy. Some people don't understand that. Some people think we got to earn it. You keep on trying. You can't do it. That's why he sent another priest. After the order of Melchizedek, meaning it was from the beginning, when he was with God and was God, and all things were made by him. Good God Almighty. Watch, he said, and they're not called after Aaron, which was the priest that Moses' brother, he established the priesthood. So why? I'm going to tell you why. For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity for a change also in the law. Jesus didn't come down here and did not change the law. Come on, champion. Stop trying to live by the Mosaic law. Understand the grace of God. Don't frustrate the grace of God. Don't abuse the grace of God. Huh, come on, somebody. But you got to understand the grace of God so you can get that weight off you. How about I see I? So your faith can grow. So you can get out there and do the work, glory to God. Some of us won't pray for a person, glory to God, because we ain't prayed ourselves. Good God Almighty. And don't got enough to faith if God told you, do it, I need you to do it. We'll still look back at ourselves. At the Mosaic Law. Oh, no, I'm not right now. You got to wait till I get right. Come on, people of God. He sent Jesus for perfection. See, we got to go back to our teaching. But if you read on over there in your devotional time, you'll see that God, Jesus, ever liveth to make intercession for us. So now that we understand the priest after Melchizedek, he says, who in the days of his flesh, when Jesus, when he had offered up prayers and supplications, prayer and supplication with strong crying and tears. Jesus, the garden was not the only place he cried. Oh, come on, somebody. The garden was the only place where he prayed till he sweat. The Bible declares he offered up many prayers. Good God Almighty, do you know prayer will keep us focused? Prayer will keep us walking in the spirit. Prayer will keep your joy on the inside so you can be strong. He said, watch this, child of God. He said, with many prayers and supplications, with strong crying and tears, unto him that was able to save him from death. Y'all know what he said on the cross? He said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is interpreted, my God, Habasiye, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God is not going to forsake you unless it's with a purpose. Habasiye. God ain't going to let you walk in the enemy camp unless it's for a purpose. Stop thinking anybody going through something is a fleshly weakness or thought. How about you? God needs people that can walk. How about him to pull them out? Taking the garments. How about I see it? That's been spotted by the flesh, not the people. Good God Almighty. Stop being the sin police. How about I see it? You're not helping anybody, police in sin. Talking about people in sin. Watching people that's in sin, spreading rumors with your strong self, with your full aid that need meat. I wish I can get down there. Because people think being a babe in Christ is somebody just starting out. I don't know a lot of scripture. That's not a babe in Christ. And full aid, it's not how long you've been in church. I pray. I wish I can get down. And let me speak. I may can get down if the Lord allows me. Much prayer and supplication unto him that was able to save him from death. That's God. And was heard and that he feared. If you ever get in a situation and you're not sure if God going to do it, if you don't know how to get out of it, if you're stuck in it too long, go to God with prayers and crying and tears and weeping. He'll see the fear. He heard Jesus, the Bible declared. He heard him with the fear. But though he was a son, can you imagine watching your child suffer? Calling out to you. And you got the power to save him. Y'all ain't talking to me tonight. And you look at him and say, nah, go ahead and go through it. See, the problem is saints of God don't want to go through nothing. They'd rather fake it till they make it. Hallelujah. But I want to tell somebody tonight, if you faking it, you will never make it. Hallelujah. He's a God of spirit and truth. Hallelujah. You got to come to God just as you are without a plea. How about CA? You got to walk with God. How about Sunday? Just as you are truly your heart. How about CA? And God will cleanse you. Glory be to God with the blood of Jesus. How about CA? And he'll work on you till you perfect that thing. And you won't be afraid of the devil. You won't be afraid of no ghost. Bind them demons in the name of Jesus. All they do is can create illusions. Create things that ain't real. It's not your destiny. It's not even for us. And we pay attention to it. Ouch and amen to myself. But I declare and decree. How about CA? I'm not studying the devil. How about CA? Unless God say he's being stubborn and he's not fleeing. And then you deal with him. And know how I'm going to deal with him? Much prayer. Tell my God, till he released a band of angels around, Kabasi, till he released warring angels around. Y'all ain't talking to me. When he sent the fire of God to set me free and drive away the enemy. Right, there's different levels. Some of them don't. Some of them demons don't respect the anointing. Kabasi, it depends on the level. Some of them are back off, good God Almighty. But it's principalities and powers. It's rulers of the darkness of this world. It's spiritual wickedness in high places. You know that those are the protocol of the devil's kingdom? How about CA? We got to call on God. Hallelujah. Every second of our life. I ain't saying I don't want to use the word crazy. Don't be weird. But just call on him in your heart. Walk in him. Good God Almighty. Couldn't nobody ever tell me that God has lost a place in my heart. He's too deep. Can't get him out. Let's go. I might get to some of the things I want to say tonight. But though he was a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Don't backslide out of church. Don't stop speaking to people. How about for you? Just be obedient through the suffering. The suffering will cause you to make a decision. How about CA? Make it a decision of obedience. That's why God allows us to suffer sometimes. He has to whoop us into shape. How about CA? He's a loving God, but he cares more for us than we care for ourselves. Y'all ain't talking back tonight. Huh? Good God Almighty. And then being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation. All of them that obeyed him. Good God Almighty. Oh, I've been there before. And God sent me on a different mission. He's sending me to connect people to him as a baby. Oh, but that obedient to him. Oh, I can hit that too. Uh-huh. Yeah. 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 We ain't preaching obedience no more. We're preaching money. Uh-huh. We're preaching laughing jokes and all that. Good God Almighty. The salvation of all them that obey him. That's how you're going to get the fullness. How about CA? A call to God. A high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Watch what he's saying. This is Jesus talking, y'all. This is Jesus talking to us. This ain't the bishop. This ain't the apostle. This ain't some great preacher. This is Jesus in the word. Watch what he tell us. See, they're talking about Jesus. Watch. Ten, call of God, a high priest, after the order of Melchizedek. That's Jesus. Watch the next verse. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered. Ooh, seeing you're dull of hearing. This word, how about every word, every scripture, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's from God. Hallelujah. Holy men wrote, spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. He said, I got many things to say, things to show you, many things to bless you with, many things to give you. How about seeing? But I can't. Well, why can't you, God? Why can't you? Seeing you are dull of hearing, I'll place it right there. And you won't even hear it. The Holy Ghost, how to get it. Oh, amen. Out and amen to all of us. When God, we can't blame God. We can't keep crying to God. And God said, I've done it already, but you dull of hearing. You too busy trying to please man, trying to look good in front of man. You too busy trying to build a good reputation. Good God Almighty, with all the mess still on the inside, good God Almighty, you got to throw it overboard, glory be to God, or either live through it and get it out. Forget what people said. You can't have a testimony without a test. God is tired of Christians hiding and lying. Lying like you all that. Hiding like you all that. Oh, no, I don't drink coffee. Let's stop all that. But you eat crap. Well, God said you can do anything. No, he didn't. He says it's with the word and prayer. But I ain't going there. Too many people be mad at me about their lobsters and crabs and shrimp. But don't get super holy without the word. Let the word wash you and get you there. Okay, praise God. I don't know. I went there. I pulled myself in. I pulled my own self in. Glory to God. Who was able to save him from death and was heard that he feared. And though he was a son, yet learned he obedience by the things he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation. Glory be to God. He says, I have a message for y'all. Many things I want to say, but it's hard to utter it. I don't got a problem releasing it, but I know it's falling to the ground. Don't let your blessings keep falling to the ground. Don't move and shift by the time it comes from heaven to land on you. You're a whole other place in God. Whole other place in flesh. You're a whole other place. Because we're dull of hearing. We have to hear God and follow him. Glory to God. We can't be anything but blessed. Like he said, for when the time ye ought to be teachers. Ye have need that one teach you again. Time to be a teacher. You have need to be taught again. You know why? People are skipping class and jumping up grades and think because they've been in the church for a while and they know a few, five or six scriptures, but can't quote them verbatim and open up churches and think it's about entertaining. They think it's about just keeping everybody happy. They think it's about doing things, get anniversaries. No. Birthday party, fellowship, go to other churches. It's not about that. It's about teaching. Glory to God. It's about feeding the sheep. That's one of the last things Jesus said. It wasn't the very last, but it was one of the last things he told them, disciples. He said, you love me? Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. That means the babes and the ones of full age. And we can't teach nobody if we haven't sat down and been taught. Never heard so many crazy revelations. People talking about God said, God showed me. It's ridiculous. If it's not in the word, it's disputed. But if it's in the word, come on, somebody. It's undisputed. Child of God, go to the word. Get that thing inside you. But he didn't say when it's time to be teachers, he didn't say you're not holy enough, you're not sanctified enough, you haven't perfected this thing enough. And that's what church have put in your mind. You're bound. You're bound by tradition. You're bound by religion. He didn't say when it comes time to teach, I'm looking at how much you have sanctified, consecrated, perfected yourself. No, we should do that anyway. But even if you didn't, he said, if the time comes to teach, you ought to be able to teach. You ought to be able to reach. You ought to be doing your job to break the word down. Y'all ain't talking back tonight. I feel it, but y'all hear it. Good God Almighty, and glory, bless them for hearing it, God. Bless them for opening up their spirit. I speak over their spirit right now tonight. I speak true worship and true relationship with you tonight. Glory be to God. I bind religion. If it's bad religion, I bind bad tradition. I bind that copycat spirit in the church. Glory be to God. Finding somebody you like on TV and you mocking them. How about see ya? The devil is a liar. Time for us to come out, children of God. Champions, it's time to come out for real. Read your Bible and pray. How are you saying you say you don't read your Bible? You don't pray. Where are you getting direction, instruction? Come on, somebody. He said, you should be teaching. But you need somebody to teach you again. The Holy Ghost will teach you. I ain't saying you got to go and take away your title. I ain't saying you can't walk in who you say you are. But get in God's presence in the word and let him teach you. Hallelujah. I had structured teaching. Glory be to God. From the letter. But I got a lot from the Spirit. And I declare and decree tonight, and I'm a witness to God tonight. He'll open this to Haboshia, this word in your spirit. Good God Almighty, so much. Hallelujah. You'll see how it puts together. but you have one neither one teach you again, which would be the first principles of the oracles of God. See, that means the way to walk, what God is saying, what God ain't saying, what's him. Oracles, oracle means laws, but it's different laws from what he gave Moses. We're walking in the law of spirit and truth that makes us free from the law of sin and death. Stop worrying about sin and death when Jesus already conquered it. You can have to say, get in the spirit of the word. That's the law he's talking about there. Watch what he say again. After he said the time you need to be teaching again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. That means the baby things in the word. How you got a church and you can't, how you a bishop, how you an apostle, how you are whatever you say you are, and come on, somebody. And the first principles of the oracles of God, you can't even explain. You can't explain denomination. You can't explain doctrine. Come on, somebody. You cannot explain, hallelujah, what we stand for in baptism. See? What we stand for, justification. What sin after justification? What's our position on that? Do you lose something? You got to study them things so you can help somebody, child of God. We believe that the word is sufficient. Everything in this Bible. Stop reading all them other Bibles with all them different books in there. Stop it. Stop. Get in the word. Hallelujah. Oh, well, I got the hidden books. Okay, go in the leader. Hallelujah, if you let. But I pray that you won't. Everything you need is in these 66 books. Hallelujah, breathe from God. Hallelujah. Let me move on. The first principles of the oracle of God can become such as have need of milk. So you know what that's saying? If you need milk, it's because you don't know the principles or the oracles of God. You don't know the word of God. But people think they ain't no babe because they've been saved for 35 years. They think they're not a babe no more because they know how to shout. They think they're not a babe no more because they know how to encourage people and tell themselves they're prophesying. And they're just saying what's on their heart and on their mind. Hallelujah. Stop and tell me, so teach. Stop all the gifts unless God is needing you. Be able to break the word down. You can't break that word down, glory to God. You a babe. You saved. Yeah, you saved. But become such as one of need of milk. Watch what it say. And not of strong meat. There's a difference. If you get in the word, there's a difference. It's so much. It takes a lifetime and you still can't get all that's in there. You may be able to quote some scriptures that God can quote some scriptures, but it's still so much, so much in there. I'm asking God to open up to me. Help me to understand. What was the Holy Ghost saying? Breathe on me while I read. Hallelujah. Get alone. Pray and say, breathe on me, God, and he'll open it up. You can't bombard. Like we just don't, whenever we want, just grab him. No, you can't treat God like this. Oh, glory to God. You ain't touched your Bible in a month and a half, but you've been to church. Or then you just feel like grabbing it. And God's supposed to open up. Okay, glory to God. I love you. I'm saying this in love. The Bible says, speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in all things. That's all I'm doing. I'm loving on you tonight. I pray, God, I'm in your spirit. How about Sunday with the Holy Ghost? Glory to God. I don't want to creep in unaware. I don't want to lead you away. I'm speaking by the spirit of the living God. And I pray, God, that your spirit that can discern. You have not need that men teach you. They ain't saying it's going to be teachable. They saying, but the same Habasie. Holy Ghost inside of you. I bear witness to all things. Somebody hear this tonight. Stop trying to perfect this thing. Start believing this thing. Get in the word. And ask God to open it up to you. Because you'd be surprised who still need milk. Be surprised how many people pastor. And if you ask them to explain baptism, what's our position on the Trinity? Explain it and how it happened. Explain the Immaculate Conception. How did it happen? The Immaculate Conception is how Virgin Mary had a baby. How? You can't explain it. No, why? How about CA? Because you haven't went before God. You wait for somebody else to release it so you can learn it, but there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying God said he has so much more. Step out in the word. Yes, listen, learn, hear people, but you got to get in it. How about CA? So God can fill up what you miss. I hear my spirit, somebody say about the Immaculate Conception. I heard my spirit, somebody talking about the Virgin Mary. They don't know how it happened yet. Don't let nobody that's not saved come and talk to you and say, can't no woman have no baby without this. Can I explain it real quick? Give me 2 minutes. It's done. God formed Adam from the dust of the earth. There was no life in him. And God blew into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. God is spirit. Spirit is breath. Spirit is air. See? Spirit is like a ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. It's breath, it's air. So God is everywhere at once. So that's what he did to Mary. He was just walking and breathed. Glory to God. He breathed in the air. And the angel appeared to her and said, listen, glory be to God. It was no, see, it's something so simple. But if you never got in the presence of God, you never learned that. Nobody taught me that. God showed me that. He said, I blew my breath into her. Just like I blew it into Adam, he became a living soul. I blew Jesus into her through the air. Not through no fleshly. How about seeing? It's so much more mysteries in there. But God will unfold them. So some people don't need strong meat. Watch it. 13 says, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful. That's how you can tell if a person is a babe or not. It's not how long you've been saved, how many scriptures you know. It's can you operate? How skillful are you? Can you break the word down? Can you talk to a Jehovah's Witness? Can you talk to a Muslim? Glory be to God. I ain't saying be arrogant or disrespectful, but talk to them. Hallelujah, because you got the word that you believe in. You have a God over everything. So you can't be afraid to talk to people. Glory be to God. Because you serve the living God. Strong meat will have you to do that. Watch what he's saying. 13. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful. That means you don't know how to take the words off of this page and put them into life. I'm not saying you perfect every single word in the Bible, but at least be able to what you heard a million times. Put it in you and do it. If the Bible say love your neighbors, do it. That's skillful. It takes skills to do that. It takes skills to turn the other cheek. It takes skills. See? Everybody that use milk is unskillful. Unskillful how? Watch this. It's unskillful in the word of righteousness. For he's a babe. That means they ain't got no word in them. They're unskillful in the word of righteousness. They can't explain God. They can't explain God's character. They can't explain things of God. Hallelujah. Take for their babe. But strong meat belongs to them a full age. Who by reason of use, watch this. See, meat belongs to them which are strong. Watch, which who by reason of use. See, if you're not using the scriptures, if you're not perfecting the scriptures after you read them, you're growing still. But if you can take the words off the page, come on somebody, and put them into action, you're growing. Person of full age, watch this, this is the last verse. But strong meat belong to them who are full age. Watch. Who exercise, watch, who use a full age, full age, even those who by reason, I forgot that, even those who by reason of youth have their senses exercised to discern good and evil. right or wrong, God and the devil. They can discern the difference. Amen. To God be the glory. I thank you tonight. If the word was a blessing to you, write me. I'm going to go ahead. I'm out. The Holy Spirit said I'm done. Tune in tomorrow for an awesome word from the Weekly Word Workout. And stay tuned to MCI Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries. Glory be to God. And Michael, Virginia. If it's in the word, it is undisputed. God bless you tonight.